Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
On Thursday, the 18th day of January. Preparative of the day, and thank you, Tom. We were expanding this a little bit. Some resources that will help you find things you may not know even exist, all kinds of tools, supplies, equipment. First, there's Granger.com. That's, I'm not sure I got a link on my website or not. On the links page, Granger. That's G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. Golf Romeo Alpha India November Golf Echo Romeo Granger.com. I've got one of their older catalogs here in front of me. It's more than 4,000 pages. One that Tom mentioned out of Chicago, McMaster Car, is another good one. And then a research reference tool. They don't sell anything. It's a bulletin board, if you will, of people who do sell things. When I say people, more than 500,000 companies selling more than 6 million products. How do you get there? ThomasNet.com. There's a link on my links page. We just got that up yesterday. ThomasNet.com. It's phenomenal. More than 500,000 companies selling more than 6 million products. Breathtaking. Last hour also, and Jeff, I know you're listening. Thanks for the call again, Jeff. Jeff and I segued into talking about my friend Jared Nyquist and Jeff's work. I was reading earlier this morning an article that Jeff wrote about a little over 4 months ago, 5 months ago, dated the 18th day of August, 2017. The title of it is The Strategic Significance of Russia Hacking the Election. The Strategic Significance of Russia Hacking the Election. It's sometimes said, and there is some truth to it, that when the Russians are playing chess, we're playing checkers. Russians, now the men and women who run Russia, they're Caucasians, on one hand. On the other, this is very important, they think like Asians. They may be Caucasians, but they think like Asians. What does that mean? What does that mean, John? Okay, here's what that means. They plan decades in advance. Typical Western businesses and military and governments plan 5 years in advance, maybe 10. The Russians plan decades in advance. That's where Anatoly Golitsyn's work comes in. Golitsyn's work, his books, have stood the test of time. Now, 1984 sounds like 34 years ago to me, when his first book was published, New Lies for Old. And people use the word predicting. If you know something is going to happen, you're part of planning what's going to happen. I used an analogy last hour, but I'll use a different one. If I'm planning a birthday party for the 18th day of January, and I'm getting together all the gifts, the guest list, sending out the invitations, making sure that the food's going to be catered, that the decorations are going to be decorated, and so forth. Am I predicting there's going to be a birthday on the 18th day of January 2018? No, I'm not making a prediction at all. Golitsyn wasn't making predictions. Golitsyn was talking about what would happen, that he was part of planning. The collapse of the East European communist governments and them becoming democracies. The collapse of the Soviet Union becoming a democracy. China becoming a capitalist country. That was all part of the planning. Everything carefully orchestrated, carefully thought out, decades in advance, to make sure it happened in the proper way. And when the communists took over Russia in 1917, their goal, 101 years ago, was to conquer the world economically, militarily, culturally, every way you can imagine. That was their goal 101 years ago. That has not changed. That has not changed. In fact, their plan, they changed their strategy as they need to in order to accomplish their goal. But the overall plan, the overall goal, has never changed, ever. It remains the same, to conquer the world. And we talked briefly last hour about what they say publicly. And this is to win over the masses, to gain support by people who don't know any better. And we see this in our country, like Nancy Pelosi talking about how we need to even out our income for so everybody gets income to live the way they would like to live. You know, from those who can give and give to those who need. That's what they say publicly. Privately, what really happens is they set themselves up in positions of power where they become incredibly wealthy. That's what really happens. A small elite, the members of the Politburo, the higher-ranking members of the Communist Party, they become incredibly wealthy, while the rest of the country is incredibly poor. That's the way communism works. What was the statement in the Animal Farm? All animals are equal, but some animals more equal than others. Animal Farm, George Orwell. The article I just mentioned, there's a quote here from a Soviet military manual titled Soviet Military Strategy, page 458. Here's the quote. It's just one sentence. The political preparation of the morale of the people is of decisive importance in present-day conditions. Since the use of weapons of mass destruction in war imposes exceptionally high and unprecedented demands on the political morale of the population. What Nyquist believes, and I agree with him, is that the communists, want to do is to create a situation where the President of the United States feels he has no choice if he's going to protect the United States but to strike first against either North Korea or Iran or both at the same time, that the circumstances become so severe, they have become so dangerous and so immediate that he can't wait. And he has to take out the madman in North Korea with nuclear weapons. He has to take out the Ayatollah in Iran with nuclear weapons. Which, as far as world history is concerned, starting a war against a country at peace always makes you look like the bad guy, because you are the bad guy. If you attack a country at peace, you're the bad guy. That's what I learned in school. I don't know about you. That's how we learned that Nazi Germany was evil, because they attacked countries that were at peace. That's what we learned. That will be used by the Russians and the Chinese to do what they're bound to do. They're duty bound by treaties, by the way, to come to the aid of North Korea, their client state, and then do a strike back against the United States, possibly, let's say, sinking an aircraft carrier task force, which is 10 or 12 ships, including the aircraft carrier in the middle of it. And then just wait to see what happens. Would the president be forced to resign? Would he be impeached because he started a war and ended up losing 10 or 15,000 American sailors on ships at sea, possibly other damage to other American military installations? I don't know. The Russian plan is to take out our nuclear capability before it can be used against them. A surprise attack, if you will. A surprise attack by its very nature means you won't know it's coming, obviously. Which means you need to be ready 24/7, 365. You can't consciously do that and have a normal life. You can't. It's not going to happen. No, you need to have preparations put in place so you can have a normal life, knowing that the preparations you made are ready and waiting to be used, if necessary, by the people that you've set them up to be used by. Your spouse, your children, your parents, whoever it might be, siblings, in-laws, if you can tolerate your in-laws, want to have them in a shelter with you, whatever it might be. I recall as a boy, now we're talking about around 1960 or so, my father and his brother, they were both World War II veterans. My dad was in the South Pacific. His brother was in Europe with the Third Army under Patton. Them talking about the shelters that they were going to have for their families if there was a nuclear strike, and and my dad's brother was showing my dad the designated area of their home, which was a portion of the basement that he had designated as a family shelter with food and water and so forth. My dad never discussed that with the children, but I know he had a plan, he would have done whatever he needed to protect his family. And that was just the way it was back in that period of time during the Cold War. Tens of thousands of families had made prudent preparations. There weren't many that had actual shelters. There were some, and I've talked to people that did have regular shelters on their premises, specifically built and designed to be fallout shelters. There was a lot of media attention to those, but not many. I would say maybe 1 or 2% of Americans had an actual fallout shelter back then. Some friends of mine, they would get into the fallout shelter equipment and take out the gas mask and play with them and things like that and be admonished, and they had to put them back. And a lot of people in Hawaii are having those thoughts, I bet you, after what happened a few days ago. Yeah, a storm sewer is certainly an act of desperation to put yourself and your children down inside a storm sewer to possibly survive a nuclear attack. That's an act of desperation. But you do it. You probably, I don't know if you've seen, I saw the videos of people lowering small children down to the storm sewer. That's an act of desperation. But you do what you got to do. Scary, scary stuff. But getting back to the premise is that North Korea and or Iran are being set up to provocate, to give the appearance that the President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief, has no choice but to preemptively strike against either North Korea or Iran, are both. That's the plan. And it's a tough place to be, because the provocation will have every indication of being the real deal, of being a real clear and present danger to the United States, as well as our allies, South Korea, Japan, and so forth. It will not be a made-up threat. It will be a real threat. We got a caller on hold here. Let's see. It's Phil in Ohio. Good morning, Phil. Phil, you're on the air.
Yeah. Am I on?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to comment about what you said about the Russians with their being Caucasian with an Asian mind.
Yes, sir.
I heard a preacher one time on a recording, Pastor Earl Jones, and he said exactly the same thing. He called it Western man with an Eastern mind.
Well, he figured it out, didn't he?
Yep. Just wanted to make that comment.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for the call, Phil. Now, I was talking about the people who... Thank you, sir. The people who run Russia. Now, Russia has a lot of Asians in what's called the stands, Kazakhstan and so forth, that were part of the old Soviet Union. But when it comes to the people who actually run Russia and always have run Russia, they're the Caucasians there. In fact, Caucasians come from the Caucasus Mountains, don't they? Yes. And I appreciate the call, Phil. The call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah, I look forward to catching up with Jeff Nyquist. I used to have him on fairly frequently when I had my weekend show. It was a time slot, worked out good for his schedule as well as the radio show. And it's been a while since I talked to Jeff, and it'll be good to catch up with him. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of January. Looking at a headline here on Drudge Report in bright red letters, jobless claims lowest since 1973. That's 41 years ago. No, 40, excuse me. That's more than 41 years ago. That's 44 years ago. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Yes, jobless claims lowest since 1973. Well, the Democrats certainly have egg on their face. A lot of this is due, of course, to the new tax policy, which is going to bring a lot of jobs back to this country. The headline earlier was about how Apple is bringing money back to this country. Thank goodness for Donald Trump. Thank goodness for Donald Trump. Yeah, 45 years ago. Yeah, 1973. Well, regardless, what's going on behind the scenes is communist manipulation of our country, communist infiltration of our government. If the Wicked Witch of the West had been elected president, we'd be in deep trouble, a lot more than we are right now. The communists change tactics as they need to. Their goal doesn't change. They change tactics. Now, we have a former president right down the street, was it less than 2 miles,
from the White House in basically continuing the communist strategy to take over the United States by any means necessary. That's what Hussein Obama is doing, the communist Muslim who was in the White House. I saw something this morning that was kind of funny. It was somebody took a felt tip marker and marked on the back, the image on the back of a $20 bill is the White House, and marked on the back of it, Donald Trump lives here. That would be very popular in my neighborhood, and I can think of some neighborhoods in St. Louis where they would be very distressed to see a $20 bill with that written on it. Some of the areas around some of these liberal universities in Metro St. Louis, Washington University and Webster University, and the neighborhoods that surround them. And they would be very upset to see a felt tip marker on the back of a $20 bill that said, Donald Trump lives here. That's great. I love it. There's probably some federal law that says you can't do that, but it would be funny. The goals of the Communist Party, though, are not funny. They're not. It's a criminal conspiracy to conquer the world and eliminate Christianity. Eliminate the free market, eliminate free thought, all the things guaranteed by our first 10 amendments of our U.S. Constitution, guaranteed and protected by the U.S. Constitution, would be gone. Freedom of press, freedom of religion, freedom of movement, freedom to conduct business and so forth, which are incrementally happening anyway. Donald Trump has certainly slowed that down. You need to, first of all, educate yourself. That's why Anatoly Golitsyn's books are so important. The most important one being New Lies for Old. I don't recall the title of the other book offhand. I got it now. It's Perestroika Deception. Perestroika Deception. Another excellent book. Ralph Epperson has written some excellent books also. A friend of mine, another former intelligence analyst, and I'm a networked with former intelligence analysts all over the country, by the way, men that I served with and people like J.R. Nyquist that I didn't serve with. But Ralph Epperson, and there's a link on my website on the linked page, his book. He's written a number of books. He's a historian, by the way. The Unseen Hand. The Unseen Hand, published in the mid 1980s. Great book. We'll talk about it when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you haven't been to my links page, there are some interesting things on the links page there. I believe they all work. Some of them have been up several years. Maybe a couple need to be taken down. And, of course, free downloads. You need to check out the free downloads also. If you're interested in pain mitigation, you probably need to get yourself an energy cleaner. Arthritis pain, it will help. Depending on how bad the arthritis is, it will help some, maybe completely. Joint pain, back pain, you will get relief. Not getting a great night's sleep, well, it's time to get a good night's sleep without taking pharmaceutical products. If your circadian rhythm is off, well, you're never going to be healthy. You can't have optimal health and have your circadian rhythm screwed up. You can't. The energy cleaner will help you get a great night's sleep. Only $285 shipping included. As of 18 days ago, we're offering a 90-day money-back guarantee. Most people these days are going ahead from the beginning and getting a mattress pad, a nice, comfortable, fitted mattress pad to go with the energy cleaner, use it with the energy cleaner. That's how it works. That signal has to get to your body somehow. That's how it gets to your body, with a mattress pad. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. PayPal now takes payments, by the way, if you live in the USA. MasterCard, Visa, Diners Club, American Express. You need to send me a check,
We take checks also. My address is right there at my website. Our toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Before we get to our next call, I want to talk a little bit about The Unseen Hand. Published January 1st, 1985. My friend, the former intelligence analyst, he recommended this book to me. It was about 1987, about 31 years ago. He says, John, you need to read this book. So I'd be sitting there in my reading chair at home after work doing investigative work, and my darling wife would be fixing dinner, and she'd check in on me, and she could see the smoke come out of my ears. And she'd say, honey, it's time to put that down for the evening, and it's time for dinner. And I would put it down, and the next evening it would start all over again, and the evening after that. It took about 8 or 10 evenings to get through the book. The closer I got to my war, the Vietnam War, the more smoke was coming out of my ears. And then when I finished reading that book is when I became politically active initially in Second Amendment matters. Up until I read the book, I always thought that the massive screw-ups in my war, the Vietnam War, were inadvertent screw-ups on the part of well-meaning people that had our best interest at heart. Turned out not to be the case at all. Amazon.com has The Unseen Hand, new copies delivered to your door for your Prime membership member like I am, $7.28. One of the things I like about the book and appreciate is the footnotes, giving you references to original source material. That's the kind of thing I look for in a well-written book. It's footnotes referencing me to original source materials. That's very important. Our caller on hold here is a regular caller. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning. Can you hear me well enough, or do I need to...
You sound like you're in the next room, but we can hear you.
Okay. All right.
Phone receiver itself, that's a little...
That's better.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, keep going.
All right, very good. Actually, I wanted to mention something about the word predict. There's two syllables, pre and dict. And dict is the same as syllable as you see in dictionary, dictator. And it really just refers to speaking. So to predict is merely just to speak something in advance. We tend to think of it as having to do with, you know, uncertainty. Like someone predicts the weather, there's a great deal of uncertainty involved.
That's a common usage. That is the common usage. You're right.
Yeah. But theoretically, if I predict that the sun is going to rise tomorrow, I'm still predicting, even though I have pretty good certainty that it's going to happen, you know. Or right. Where we see prophecies in the Bible, when God says hundreds of years in advance, thus and such will happen, and it does, he had complete certainty that was going to happen. But anyway, yeah. I also talked about the potentialities for nuclear war and prepping and surviving. And then sometimes these days I find myself inclined to think that the only thing worse than being killed in a nuclear explosion is surviving one, because depending on where you are, you know, how far out from, in radius, how far away you are from the epicenter of the destruction, your lot is still going to be very tricky. And, you know, even though I have access to things like generators or, you know, some stored food or something like that, or firearms, you know, it's still a grim scenario. And what I think of in all this is the fragility, the house of cards that is our modern infrastructure. And you talk about EMP weapons and, you know, the power grid being disrupted. I mean, an imbalance in one region of the country could potentially take down the whole country, you know, just the way the connectivity works and all that. And even with generators, I mean, by the time you go through, you know, your second or third backup set of contact brushes, the engine itself is, these engines are only rated for a few hundred hours, you know, and it's just like, wow. And then there's the prospect of, if you're not away from the crowds, you have, you know, we have this zombie theme, you know, which is the zombie, the metaphor for the common Joe, under horrible circumstances.
Right.
And I live in the suburbs. I haven't made any plans to move any place more rural. But like the question is, how many of my neighbors am I willing to shoot to keep them away from my cans of beans? All those issues. You speak often about like having your spiritual house in order. Frankly, that's kind of like where how I view things. It's like I don't aspire to being here. I don't expect to be here much more than another 15 years at the outside anyway. And so it's like, okay, my retirement's going to end up being in heaven with Jesus anyway. And it's like, well, I certainly hope I always say that I want to signal for a fair catch and catch the darn thing if something's incoming.
Right.
But I guess you're probably familiar with that sort of thinking a little bit. I'm aware that that's not your mindset.
Right. But it's not. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I guess.
Appreciate your input.
I was just
Glenn.
Curious.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So those of us in the suburbs, who elect to remain in the suburbs, we're either going to get, if something like that were to happen, we'd either be hit or we'd be in a relatively short-term scenario, even with preps. You really have to be, as you say, out. You have to be able to have access to a rural area and have sufficient supplies, and as you say, have a team. You're going to have a small community.
That's right.
Yeah, to survive. But I guess that's all I was thinking about. One last thing. The fragility of the Internet. We've built this amazingly complex thing, the Internet. It is dependent on the electric system, which is fragile. And it seems that this Internet has become a more and more of a snarled web of problems and slowdowns and hacks. The whole thing that seems to be becoming a very tattered web. It's metastasized into this huge mess that started out orderly and amazing, but is now becoming, quite vulnerable and quite hacked and quite a mess. I see that the Internet, having all its slowdowns and problems and hacks, and just the amount of problems associated with it are quite something else nowadays. Anyway, okay, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Glenn. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Ralph Epperson, he also analyzes the Vietnam War, my war, very well. Let's see if I can get here, too. When you get to Ralph's website, you'll find everything else that he's done. His analysis of the war is the best that I'm aware of. I'm working my way through the Ken Burns Vietnam War DVD series. And let's see, here's Ralph's website here. There's some interesting things here. Ralph Epperson, Publius Press, and he's different items that he sells. His book, The Unseen Hand, The New World Order, Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity, America's Secret Destiny, that's a 4-hour DVD. Only the U.S. Has Nukes, that's quite an eye-opening thing. Here's some free articles that you can read about all kinds of topics. Let's see, there's Vietnam. It's a DVD series. He makes a lot of connections that seemingly are unrelated. It's an education. It's something to throw in the mix, educate yourself, and move on from there. Lots to this. It's a complex world we live in, and a lot of deception going on out there. The communists have infiltrated our mass media. The communists have infiltrated at the highest levels of the United States government. We had 8 years of appointments by a Muslim communist, and many, if not most, of those appointments, any presidential appointment, is high enough that they can appoint people who in turn appoint people. So we have a communist Muslim appointing other communist Muslims who in turn appoint other communist Muslims throughout the federal agencies. That's really scary. I would not want the job. I would take the assignment. I would look at it as a challenge. But it would be a tough assignment to track down all these appointments and get rid of all the Muslims and all the communists that are in the federal government somehow, some way. That really needs to happen. It really does need to happen before they can do their dastardly deeds and destroy from within. That's their goal, to destroy us from within, a Trojan horse, so to speak. That's where this is going. And it's going there every day of the week, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, Donald Trump, I'm sure, is aware of these things. He's a brilliant man. He has a great staff of advisors that are aware of these matters. And I know incrementally, behind the scenes, he's dismantling what was done for several presidents, not just Hussein Obama, but both George Bush's and Bill Clinton as well, all of whom were doing harm to our country, each and every one of them. Guys involved in wars we had no business being in. We it's not funny, but we attack Iraq because of non-existent weapons of mass destruction. And some of my veteran friends, I say, oh, John, he had chemical weapons. Well, yeah, of course he did. We gave them to him. We're going to go to war because the man has weapons that we gave him? Last thing that Hussein Obama wanted to do, Saddam Hussein wanted to do, was attack the United States or any of its allies. Now we're hearing the story that he posed a threat to Saudi Arabia. No way. No way was Saddam Hussein going to pose a threat to Saudi Arabia, our ally. Obviously not Israel. Clearly, to me, my knowledge. Now, Kuwait. Now, Kuwait was drilling underneath the border into Iraq's oil reserves. That's why the man invaded Kuwait. He tried to get them to stop peaceably. They wouldn't. Tremendous wealth there. So they're drilling sideways underneath the international border into Iraq's oil reserves. And that's why he invaded. In fact, he informed the U.S. ambassador before he did that. He wanted to make sure that we were on board with what he was doing, why he was doing it, and we were okay with it. He wouldn't have done that. He would not have invaded Kuwait if our U.S. ambassador said, no, Saddam, you can't do that. We say you should not do that. No, our ambassador did not give him that message. We got a caller on hold here. Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John. I haven't been able to catch all of your shows full length lately, but I hadn't heard you talk any for a while about Randall Terry and his amazing movie. And I
haven't
just
talked
if you...
about him. Yeah, well, it's still for sale on my website if people want to learn all about Muslims and Islam. It's there.
That's
right there on my website.
I brought it up.
On my homepage. I appreciate that. Because the Muslims are being used also by the communists to destroy the West. The communist agents infiltrated the Muslim schools back in the 1970s to cause them to teach and preach hate against Western society, Western culture, and Christianity. And so that's been going on now for more than 40 years.
I'll tell
Anything
you,
else,
if I
Dan?
Had a... If I had a way to do it, every preacher worth his salt in the United States would at least show the first disc of that set to their congregation, all the adults. If that doesn't open their eyes, then nothing will.
I agree.
That's an amazing, amazing
well done.
Set of information.
It's here on the left side of my homepage, right below the Canaway hemp oil tile there. and just above the little spinning globe on the left side of my homepage.
Yep. People just have no idea what we're up against, and that makes it just absolutely crystal clear. All right, John. Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. The call number is 800-313-9443. Yeah, this whole Russia collusion thing, that's all cooked up to make things appear in a certain way that really don't even exist. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 18th of January. In my capacity as an investigator, I've been the last 45 years into hundreds of homes around the Midwest, mostly in Missouri, some in Illinois. And it's a rare occasion that I see any books. I would say, I don't know what the percentage is, but almost none, basically. You know, I see books in a home, shelves full of books. It's refreshing when I do. And I visit, you know, I have friends and family I visit too, and most of them don't have books of any consequence. My kid brother, he has a small collection of books, and he sells books. That's one of his businesses, is selling books on Amazon. And he has a nice little collection of books that he uses. I don't know, maybe 200 or 300 volumes. Between my wife and I don't know how many hundreds of books we have, but it's substantial. And the modern age that we're transitioning into, you can own, like when I go to church, I take my Kindle, and I got a Bible on the Kindle, and And I said to my pastor, I said, I could have 30 Bibles on this thing if I wanted to. So it's possible to have literally thousands of books in the space, in less space than one book would take up. It is phenomenal. For youngsters growing up in this world, it's just, that's the way it is. But for us who grew up in the analog world, so to speak, it is phenomenal to have this kind of access to so much information in such a small space. I recall thinking about what would I do if I had to live on a yacht? Where would I put my books? Most yachts have very limited storage space. Well, now that's no longer an issue. I may have a few important reference books, ink on paper, but otherwise they'd all be electronic on a Kindle or some other storage device, flash drive, for example, like Tim Spencer's flash drive that he offers for sale at his website. More than, I think it's up to 1,500 books and publications on a flash drive. Amazing, amazing technology. Just about out of time here. Tomorrow we're going to have Tom Berryhill, first hour, talking about emergency survival communications, as we do every Friday, the first hour. Second hour, Dr. Phil Myers, my personal physician, chiropractic physician, and we'll have the health tip of the week from Dr. Myers and get into the things that he's looking into this week. Always fascinating. And as always, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting. That's what we'll be doing. If you feel moved in your heart to make a donation, go to Republic Broadcasting's website, and you'll figure out real quick how to make a donation to help keep us on the air. That would help a lot also. It's always fun visiting with you folks every morning. I look forward to it. And as I was telling somebody at the Crawford County Courthouse yesterday, one of the deputies, I've investigated enough murders to last me two lifetimes. I'll do it again if I need to, but I'd much rather be talking to you folks in the morning here at Republic Broadcasting than investigating another homicide. It's just, a murder case takes over your life. Let's put it that way. That's how it's always was for me. Every murder case I ever got assigned to, it takes over my life for about a year, sometimes longer. But get the book. Get the books. Check out J.R. Nyquist's website. Check out Ralph Epperson's book, Anatoly Golitsyn's book, New Lies for Old. Get them, read them, understand them, and incorporate that knowledge into your being. It will help you a lot, I believe, understand this world we live in. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.